Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a pastor's prerogative to change his mind at times, and so this morning I've chosen to preach on John 15, verse 9 to 17, which is on page 138 of your pew Bibles if you wish to follow along. And I'll read John 15, verse 9 to 17 now. Jesus says, I love you just as my Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this, love one another just as I love you. This is the greatest love a person can have for his friends, is to give his life for them. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I will no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This then is what I command you, love one another. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in your truth, your word is truth. Amen. When household items break or fall apart, or something good or useful has been spoilt, in their broken state, their beauty or usefulness is compromised. Things that break or wear out bring grief and inconvenience sometimes. The nature of this grief and inconvenience depends on the value of what has fallen apart or broken. That's why the natural response is to attempt to repair what is possible where it is possible to repair something that is broken. We look for some kind of glue or adhesive that will affect or mend the break and hold things together. We reach for the sticky tape, the glue stick, the super glue even. We cross our fingers and hope that it will hold, but often things don't stick like they should. Our efforts at repair fail often. Things keep breaking. They fall apart over and over again. We become frustrated and we may end up throwing the thing on the scrap heap. Besides the things that break, the material things, we live in a broken world filled with all kinds of brokenness. There are forces that tear things apart from each other and ultimately from God. And our lives lack the joy and the fruit that they were designed to display. These things in turn are symptoms of problems of a deeper spiritual nature, which leads to the question, is there an adhesive or is there a glue that will hold? Is there something stronger that will bind everything together as it is meant to be? When it comes to relationships, some people say, well, blood is thicker than water. At least families stick together. The common bond holds where lots of other things fail, but sometimes even family ties and bonds, sometimes even they are not enough. Today in the Bible reading from John 15, Jesus has good news for our encouragement when we face so much that is either falling apart or already broken. He begins with God's own love. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. He begins with his own perfect obedience to the Father's commands, to his Father's saving will and mission of love. Jesus has acted in service and sacrifice on our behalf. He has loved us with a perfect love. His love is a love that does not let us go. He holds us securely. In his love, he claims us for himself and makes us his own. Jesus remains in his Father's love as the one who has listened to and obeyed his Father's command to love. And so now Jesus commands us to remain in his love. And we remain in his love by obeying his commands. Obedience to command to love sounds to us like the obedience of a slave or a servant. Slaves and servants are not told of their master's plans. They have no intimate inside knowledge of them. They have no freedom to make decisions about what they will do. They must simply do as they are told. They must offer blind obedience or fear the consequences, and there is no joy in that. At this point, it's probably worth asking, is this the kind of love evident so often in the church? Is this the reason that our mission drive is so poor? And if it is, why is this so? The bottom line when it comes to looking for a reason for this is that loveless obedience is a sign that there is something wrong with our relationship with Jesus Christ. This kind of blind obedience, there is no real remaining or abiding in him. And there is no life or future with the Son or the Father in this way of living. This is not how it is meant to be or what Jesus had in mind. He does not bind us to himself in a servant-master relationship. The bond he has with us is not one based on law and rule. For us, Jesus says, things are different. Obeying his command above all to love grows out or is a result of freedom. This freedom of obedience grows out of a relationship of being Jesus' friends, as he calls us. He has loved us and calls us his friend. He has called us into an intimate, personal, and mutual, open relationship with himself. Jesus has made known to us all the Father's will and plans. He has given us intimate and complete knowledge of Jesus and the Father and what he is on about. He takes us into his confidence. We are in the know when it comes to what our Saviour wants because he shares it with us. Since this is so, remaining in Jesus' love and obeying his commands is a source of joy. Jesus' joy as we carry out the work and the will of Jesus, our friend, that joy will flow through us and to us. This is the way for his joy to be complete in us. How desperate is our need for this love of the Father and the Son. So often we fall victim to the pressures and stresses of life. Our relationships with each other and with God are threatened and sometimes come to grief. When this happens, we need Jesus' forgiveness for our personal sin and failure, for our guilt and regret. And that is what he gives us and assures us when he says, I have loved you as the Father has loved me. Our role in keeping things together and restoring what is broken through love is also threatened. Serving, self-sacrificing, the marks of true love, are considered as weakness. This sort of love exposes the sham of the selfish and the greedy values that the world glorifies. And as a result, the world hates us, is unresponsive to the love that we show. The burning question, though, today is how do we get this love? How do we experience this love, this glue, this adhesive, which is far more beneficial than the sentimental kind of love? How do we grow in God's love and remain in his love? How do we hold on to it under pressure from the world and from outside? And the answer is grace, the undeserved love of God which he gives to us in Jesus. Jesus, he says, I chose you. You did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. We are the ones he has chosen and appointed to bear fruit. If we are to remain in Jesus' love by obeying the command to love, then all we need to do is ask him. We are to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. This means that praying not that Jesus will fit his will to ours, but that we would fit our will and our desires to his. And in case we are in any doubt as to what his will is, he repeats it and spells it out once again in the final words of the text. Love each other. Jesus gives his promise and encouragement. The Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Ask and you will receive it. There will be a pleasing outcome in our lives. Jesus says you will bear fruit, fruit that will last, fruit that reflects God's glory. Such an outcome can never be the result of our effort, of which we can boast. Even the fruit of our life will always be a gracious gift of God to us. So as we remain in Jesus' love, we pray in the words of the well-known song, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken, bind us together with love. This life of love, which is both a life of obedience to Jesus and yet one of freedom, is summed up beautifully in the words of another song. Bound by love to love each other, won by love that gave its all, moulded by a love-filled spirit, freed by love to heed love's call. Bound by love to see the needy, caring where there's grief and pain, acting as we're each enabled, freed by love to help again. Bound by love now to be givers, forfeiting our selfish whims, learning from our master lover, freed by love to act for him. Bound by love that knows no boundaries, willing simply to obey, seeing Christ in all who are hurting, freed by love to love his way. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.